Hi there, it is January 10th, which means it's day 10 of Audio Joe. This is the monthly, or this is the daily challenge for the month of January to create audio content every day. And I am going to do it. It's been a very, very, very busy week, and I'm going to prove it to you in a second. Sports. And I have with me one of the people responsible for that. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Robert Athezi.
And what kind of sports did you drive me crazy with all weekend?
Well, it wasn't just one sport.
What?
It was two sports. I had was soccer and hockey.
So let's go over how the weekend unfolded. What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday we started our hockey tournament. And I just play in like a recreational league just for fun. And we played three games that day. One at, I think, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah.
And we won all of them. So that meant that we were going to the finals on Sunday.
Which was today.
Yeah.
And what time was the final?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. That's the hockey thing. But what else happened in the meantime?
Well, on Saturday, I was supposed to have a soccer practice, which I play rep soccer, which is like competitive soccer, and I missed that because of hockey because I really wanted to go to play in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Sunday, which is today, we had a soccer game, and that was at 12 o'clock, so I didn't have to miss that. And we won that one 4-0.
Yes, it was a good game. So let's add up everything. You had how many games of hockey yesterday?
3.
How many games of hockey today?
1.
And how many games of soccer?
1.
Okay. So you had 5 different events, all about an hour each. And then there's
That's 6.
Is it 6 events? Yeah. No. 5.
No, I had... Dang it, you're right.
And then Alexa also had soccer, but she didn't go yesterday because we were so busy watching you and driving you all over the place. And then today she also had a soccer game at 12. You had your soccer game at 1. Then we rested for a little bit. We got back and then we went to watch your hockey. And let's let the listener know how did that final hockey game unfold?
Well, it was pretty intense. We played a team that we only played once in the whole season. And that game, I'm pretty sure, like, we only won by, like, 1 goal or something pretty little. And so it was, like, halfway through the game, we were up 1-0. And then, a quarter went by, and they scored. It made everyone really, really mad. And it went into overtime, and in a recreational league, for us, overtime means 3-on-3 with no goalie.
Mm-hmm. And that,
and
just to let people know that may not be too familiar with hockey, normally the game is played with 5-on-5 with a goalie. And for the kids, these rinks, you know, like Robbie's 11 years old, these are 10, 11, and 12s, 3-on-3 with no goalie, that's huge rink. There's so much skating room, right?
Mm-hmm. And so the first shift went by, and I wasn't on that shift.
3-on-3, yeah. We were basically pressuring them big time. But you make one mistake on 3-on-3, the guy's going to break down the ice, and he is going to score.
So the first shift went by, and it was a pretty dirty shift.
Yeah, and one of our guys gets a penalty.
Yeah.
So we're thinking it's 3-on-2 now. They go down and they miss. Our defense plays really good. So in Robbie's Hockey League, it's 3-minute shifts. So the next shift comes on, and it's Robbie's turn to go on.
Yeah, it's my turn and two other people.
Now, when that buzzer went and you knew you had to go on, tell me how you felt.
I felt nervous and I could hear my heart beating. And so we started playing and I was breaking down the ice. I had the puck and some guy was coming at me. And I tried to deke him, but then he clipped me with his foot, which means that like the back of his foot, it like hit me since I was going pretty fast and I went flying.
Mm-hmm. But the puck went to the guy on the side.
Yeah, and the puck went to the guy on my team on the side, and there were no defenders back, and it was an easy tap-in, and we won.
Yes, we won. And it, as a fan, and not even just as a parent, it was very entertaining because you could tell the pressure was so high on everybody. Yeah. And now you guys are champs.
Yeah.
Robbie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy sports schedule to talk with me today.
Yeah, I was just pumping some iron downstairs, but you know.
Okay, you're getting ready for the next event?
Yeah.
Okay, it was fun. Busy weekend, but very fun. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. We're going to talk with you tomorrow on day 11 of the Audio Joe Challenge.